plain and simple, what's happening in the USA is you either live in civility, civil order, or you go back to the law of the jungle. It's a choice. If the people want to live in the law of the jungle, society's going to completely break down. If you keep voting in Democrats who hate logic, they're illogical. They don't even use logic. But if you keep voting in Democrats who don't use logic, you're going to have the law of the jungle. There's no civil order if you don't have order in the mind. If your mind is not orderly, but it's disorderly, then you have no order in your cities. If your cities are disorderly, it's because the governors and the mayors, they're disorderly in their thinking. If you have logic and people who use their brain, you have civil order. If people turn back to God, they can get their brain right. But if they stay disconnected from God, they're going to have nothing but trouble. It's plain. It's really easy. Either you follow the law and the order, and the playing field is equal for everybody, or you go by the law of the jungle and there's no equality, there's no equal playing field. People just do what they want, you know. And that's true for, and I'm not saying that just for people. I'm talking about corporations. I'm talking about senators, leaders, lawyers, judges, everybody. There's a system in place, and for them to think that the law of the jungle can usurp it, it's going to be a hard battle, because I don't know any nation state, unless it's somewhere over in Uganda somewhere, that believes in the law of the jungle. No nation state puts up with that. Nairobi or Uganda or something like that. If you take away the order in the society, there's no prosperity, there's no education, there's no schooling, there's no normalcy, there's no growth. It's just all, it's you might as well be Road Warrior, what was that guy's name? The movie where they were all out in the desert shooting each other. Mad Max or something like that. If the law of the jungle rules, then the devil wins. If order rules, God wins. It's not even a maybe, it's an absolute.